Hi, this is Chris Kirby with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission on the Hard Winter Wheat Tour 2017, and we're talking with Dave Green, the Executive Vice President for the Wheat Quality Council. Dave, can you give us an overview of what we saw today?
Well, what we saw were we had 18 cars follow six different routes out of Manhattan, Kansas, and spent some time with some of the cars up in Nebraska. Most of them were covering the north, central, and northwest areas of Kansas. We saw a lot of good wheat early. That central corridor of Kansas had exceptionally thick stands above normal, very wet, excessive moisture conditions, so things were looking very good in there. We did see some disease issues. We did see some drown out, but basically the conditions were certainly above average. As we got into western Kansas, we started to see the quality drop off a little bit, and then the snow started to appear, which really kind of masked everything else that we were seeing. They had an unbelievable amount of snow, very heavy snow, a lot of damage to power lines and such, so there was a lot of consternation about what damage we had seen, whether this is a little bit of damage, a lot of damage. Nobody seemed to be real sure. The agronomists that were at our meeting tonight seemed to talk like we were going to need a little more time to see this through.
Right, just a little bit of wait and see. But what were they talking about, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, they wanted to wait two weeks before they could decide. And in fairness to them, they're thinking of things like, you know, is it going to not rain anymore? Is it going to get hot and dry? Are we going to put stress on the crop? Are we going to get disease build up because of this? Have we froze some of the stems and some of the pollen that was under them? So there's a lot of questions nobody knows yet. And so it's fair to say we need to wait a couple weeks, but that didn't seem to go over real well with everybody. Everybody was more anxious to find out just, you know, what the effect on the size of the crop was.
Right. Everybody wants an answer today. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of what we'll be seeing tomorrow?
They tell us that, you know, that whole western third of Kansas was a part of the snowstorm. They think that we're going to be in maybe see a little worse conditions tomorrow because the wheat was much further advanced. A lot of the wheat was in the flowering stage. And there's a real fear that wheat in that sensitive of a stage would sustain more damage than the wheat up here in the northwest. So I suspect we're going to see a lot more snow, a lot more damage to the crop. And then once we get out of there, we've got, again, more abundant, watery conditions in the central part of the state.
Well, thank you a lot, and I think one of the tours will be going down into the Oklahoma Panhandle and across, and hopefully we'll get into a little bit of drier conditions and some good stands, and then everybody's going to converge into Wichita tomorrow night.
Yes,
is that correct?
We'll have our second meeting tomorrow night, and we'll discuss the routes. As you say, in Oklahoma, I even hear they have snow. They had snow into the Panhandle, so it's pretty widespread.
I heard that it blew off pretty quick with all the winds. The 5 or 6 inches blew off, so I guess we'll see when we get down there.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll meet again tomorrow. We'll have the second day's results, which, again, will cover west central, southwest, south central Kansas, and northern Oklahoma. So we'll get a good idea of the conditions in those areas tomorrow night.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.